Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A construction worker has been killed in a wall collapse on the Lower East Side.
Tommy Daddio works construction on the north end of Norfolk Street. He was busy putting up a building. Across the street, a demolition project, a former synagogue destroyed by fire, was coming down. Only the outer brick walls remained. Two workers were hosing the south wall down, and then he heard a crash.
1 minute they were standing there, we turned around, and the next minute they were gone.
Where were they standing?
On a windowsill.
On the window?
Yeah. On the wall that collapsed.
Fire Commander Michael Agello says units raced to the scene.
All units operated to extricate those two victims, and they were subsequently transported to local hospitals.
But one man died, the other is in serious condition at Bellevue Hospital. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on the Lower East Side.
Another hit and run in the city. A 40-year-old man was struck on Little Neck Parkway in Queens at around midnight last night. Fortunately, he suffered only non-life-threatening injuries. Police are looking for a tan four-door sedan that left the scene. In Newark, a 7-year-old and a 16-year-old, both on bikes, were struck by a dark-colored vehicle at about 10 last night at Lake Street and Bloomfield Avenue. They, too, suffered only minor injuries, and the search continues for the driver. Search is on for 5 men wanted in a string of car break-ins in College Point, Queens. This has been going on over the past 2 months along 132nd Street with personal property, including cash and credit cards, stolen. In fact, cops say one credit card was used to make $2,300 in purchases at Target. Photos of the suspects at 1010winds.com. Police are awaiting toxicology reports on a man and a woman found dead in a Paramus home. Chief Ken Ehrenberg tells 1010 Winds the man's 77-year-old mother called 911 this morning to say the two were possibly sick, in her words, just passed out after using drugs. But when officers arrived, they found the 47-year-old man and his 51-year-old live-in girlfriend dead, she in the bedroom, he on the kitchen floor. The chief says possible narcotics and paraphernalia were found there, too. The investigation is continuing. New York State police say a teenager arrested in Brewster last Friday on rape and sex abuse charges had posted a video of the attack on social media. The 16-year-old is being held at a juvenile detention facility on $25,000 cash bail. Police warn the public that viewing or sharing that video is a crime and is subject to arrest. Calling it a common sense measure, Governor Cuomo today signed legislation providing mothers breastfeeding their babies the option of postponing jury duty. It requires a doctor's note, but when it's accepted, the deferment takes effect immediately and can last up to 2 years. Instead of heading for a cleaner space to ride, strap hangers who see a really dirty subway car may want to get out your phone and snap a picture. Transport Workers Union Local 100 is holding what it calls a trash train photo competition to find the filthiest car underground. The winner of this contest gets $500. The union says it all points to cuts the MTA's made to staff cleaning the trains. You can enter your photo on Instagram using the hashtag #TrashTrain or on the union's website, twulocal100.org/trashtrain. Coming up this Saturday, Big Brothers Big Sisters of New York City will host its annual Gridiron Games at MetLife Stadium. Board of Trustees member Jared Landau tells 1010 Winds this year marks the 25th anniversary.
This one's very special in that it puts on for the kids in our programs and their adult mentors, our bigs and littles, a special day for them to be together and experience a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play football on the same field as our NFL heroes.
More than 150 kids will participate. Get more info at bigsnyc.org. There's a new selfie hotspot in New York City. Joker fans are flocking to a staircase on the corner of Shakespeare and Jerome Avenues in the Highbridge section of the Bronx to reenact a key moment in the film.
He's now realizing that he used to think his life is a tragedy, but no, it's actually a comedy.
And they're using the hashtag #JokerStairs. Well, it's not even Halloween, but we're already talking Christmas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
A Norway spruce in Orange County has been selected now as the centerpiece for the holiday this year in Midtown. The soon-to-be Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is in the Village of Florida. It'll be cut down on Thursday, November 7th, and will arrive in the city 2 days later. Then come the 50,000 colored LED lights, the Swarovski star, and the formal lighting during a live broadcast Wednesday, December 4th. The tree won't be taken down right after New Year's either. It'll be on display through Friday, January 17th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.